Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Jake Ducey. In college, on a basketball scholarship and headed for a sports career, at 19, Jake Ducey, a kid from a good Southern California family, seemed to have it all, but he didn't. Something was missing, and the emptiness had led him to a life fueled by alcohol and drugs. Following his heart, Jake left it all behind and with meager savings traveled the world. What he ended up finding was that what he was looking for was inside him all the time, that our destiny is reached only if we look inside of ourselves first. Now, 23 years old, Jake is the author of Into the Wind, and he speaks throughout the country on consciously and responsibly creating our lives. Jake has also written a new book, The Purpose Principles, which is set to be released in early 2015. You can connect with Jake online at www.jakeducey.com. That's JakeDucey.com. Welcome, Jake.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. I just love your energy. And I was thinking about how I first met you and all the coincidences it took in order for me to meet you. And it started out with me getting inspired to ask if I could review the 2011 I Can Do It conference down in Pasadena, and then to ask if I could review the writer's workshop, the all-day writer's workshop there. And Violetta said yes. And so I was there in the front row, and you came walking in and sat down next to me, and we spent that whole day together with Louise Hay over on your left and with Cheryl Richardson and Reed Tracy. And I remember that day that the first thing they said was we couldn't bring manuscripts and drop them off, and you had had one with you, and you gave me a copy of that. So I'll always remember that.
Yeah, that was the only reason I went, was to give them one.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you think about it, you can really see why that they can't take them. But I remember thinking about that earlier myself. You know, I had been to a Movers and Shakers in San Francisco in 2010, and they told us the same thing at that event, that they can't take them. And, you know, it really makes sense that they can't. And they also, publishing is a business, so they need to have people, like they told us at Movers and Shakers, that have enough of a following in order to publish their books, no matter how much the book is a Hay House type book. And so, you know, you go on and you do what you do in order to get it out, and you ended up doing it, and you ended up publishing it, and I ended up going to your book talk up here in Marin County last year on May 8th at Open Secret Books, and I really, really have to say that I enjoyed that talk. I really did. I was so proud of you. You did just a great job telling us about why you wrote the book and a little bit about the book, and I'd like you to do that for our listeners here today, Jake.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much. I really appreciate it. Yeah, and it's been definitely has been a full circle. And yeah, I guess if we want to start with Into the Wind, right now I just turned 23 this week for everyone out there. And when I was growing up in beautiful, sunny San Diego, California, I basically just did everything that I thought we were supposed to do at a young age. I excelled in sports in high school and was one of the top recruits in basketball in San Diego, and went to school to play and kind of just thought, well, I'll just follow the prescribed lifestyle, which was basically declare as a business major and have no idea what I wanted to do, but ingest all the textbook information that I was supposed to ingest in order to really, you know, be accepted as someone who was being a productive young person in the world. But right when I got to school, I kind of started to realize the predicament that the human race is in, one where most people are living on extreme poverty, where we're destroying the environment, and we have an economic debt that we feasibly aren't ever going to be able to repay. And I started, you know, learning a little bit about this in class, economics and some other classes pertaining to business. But every time I would put my hand up and ask questions, my teacher would kind of just tell me to be quiet because we had to memorize textbooks and we weren't allowed to have discussions about global events and about the future. It was just, here is what we're doing every single day, and do this or get out of the class. And by that time, I was pretty upset. You know, I think a lot of people can relate, whether they're in school or whether they're 60 years old, that a lot of the time we're spending most of the time doing a lot of things that we would rather not spend our time doing at all. And that's kind of what led me to inspirational books. I found Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth. I found these books as a freshman in college. Just somebody gave them to me. I was pretty angry because I wanted to learn stuff, and somebody was like, here, like kind of like was giving me as a chill pill to get the books, and I thought they were stupid, and then I finally read them, and that's when everything clicked. I realized, wow, we actually aren't in a world of random coincidences where we're at effect to all circumstances, that our intentions, our thoughts are actually creating our perception and creating the way we're seeing the world and how in turn we experience it. And that kind of led me on this journey, which shortly thereafter I realized that we're living on the biggest risk of all, and that's the gamble that one day we can buy the freedom to do what we want later in life after we spend all of our time doing what we don't want to do so we can maybe get retirement, which usually never actually lasts us the whole time that we need it, and then we can live. And I decided instead to quit school and take couple thousand dollars of savings that I had and travel around the world without a map and really just to see what my heart would bring me, just to step into unknown, to get uncomfortable, to get an uncertainty in order to find freedom. And that led me around the world, which ultimately culminated in my first book, Into the Wind, that ended up, after a very, very long time of trying to get it published, that ended up happening, and it ended up doing really well, and it led me around America and to give a TED Talk and got me an opportunity to get my new book published with Penguin Random House and make me the youngest inspirational author with the biggest publishing company in the world. And like, all of it was sparked by just a curiosity in uncovering who I was and then wanting to risk everything.
That is so true. And it's, you know, what I think, you're 23 years old. You just turned 23 years old. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks, yeah.
But what I was going to say is that we have one child, and he's 24 years old. He turned 24 on New Year's Day. And he's gone a very different path than you. He grew up with me as his mom, for example, and so he grew up hearing about... Well, no, he grew up hearing about Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer was like part of our family as far as he was concerned. And so he knew that we wanted him to do what he loved for a living. And so he was very inspired to go to college because he knew he wanted to study film and he wanted to be part of the film production and film editing and at some point maybe write some screenplays. He'd done a lot of acting. So it was a passion of his, and he did really well in high school, got a merit scholarship for half tuition to Chapman University, and ended up going there 4 years, did really well, got a BFA in film production, and he's working in Hollywood doing film editing, you know, and he has been since October of 2012. Now, that's a totally different path than you've taken, but the point I'm getting at here is that unless you know what you want to do, the idea of spending all the money that it takes to go to college is just, to me, that is just such a ridiculous thing to do. And even if you know what you want to do and you love it, you still have college loans to pay off later and all sorts of things like that. So I really commend you for saying, hey, this isn't what I want to do. I want to take some time off and go see what it is that I feel is my purpose in life. And your story in End of the Wind is wonderful. It's a very, very inspiring book, and I highly recommend that people get a copy and read it.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I think one day in the not-too-distant future, college tuition might go down as one of the biggest scams ever. Not that I think college is in any way bad, but to force people into 4 years of learning and outcast them as not being productive if they don't do it, and spending the rest of their life in debt to learn subjective information that you can learn for free with a library card is, in my opinion, a scam. And I know that it can greatly benefit. Education is so important, and I'm an advocate of education, but there's tons of countries that are offering free education. If we didn't spend trillions of dollars blowing people up every year and building military bases, then we could educate our entire youth, and they wouldn't have to pay for it. But
yeah,
I totally
agree with you, Jake. It just, you know, I really believe in education, but Earl Nightingale used to always say that education, commencement, is just the beginning of learning, and that, you know, when you finish high school or college, that you continue learning, that you're a lifelong learner, and not that you think of that as being the end of your learning.
Yeah, I never heard that quote, but I think that's an awesome quote, and I think actually for most Westerners, specifically Americans, it's actually vice versa. We get to commencement and we kind of stop learning and we kind of get into a robotic format for whatever we're doing for the rest of our life.
Oh, I know, and that's what he felt was such a shame about it, and that was way back when. I mean, he's been gone for a number of years.
Yeah, a long time.
Now. Long, long time, yeah. And he saw that already way back then, that, you know, too many people thought that they didn't need to pick up another book after they graduated. And that is so ridiculous. And it also reminds me of what Jim Rohn had always said, is to work harder on yourself than you do on your job.
Than you do on your work, yeah.
Yeah, 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 and to be into personal development and personal growth, you know, and to realize that personal development isn't about fixing something that's broken. It's just about becoming more of who you can be, you know.
Yeah, just being a like that. What's that saying? You know, get better every day. It's just straight up is about improving skills and talents and developing our character.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, in your book, in the very beginning of End of the Wind, you have the quote by Patanjali that I love so much in there, and I also have it
in my
book. Yeah, it's also in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, in Chapter 10, which is about dreams coming true. It's called A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. It's a chapter title, and I'm going to read that quote here because I think it's really important for everybody to remember this. When you're inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all of your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. And you know, that is so true. You know, Wayne Dyer has said over and over again that quote, and that, like he points out, dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive. But it takes being inspired. It takes feeling in spirit. It takes feeling a passion for things. And like you said, you need to find that from inside, not from a textbook.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's that. dormant forces part is such a beautiful thing. And I also loved that you said inspired need to be in spirit, because I think you were alluding to inspired comes from the Latin root word spiritus, which means in spirit. And
exactly.
The only way to be inspired is to uncover what our spirit is. And that's not necessarily meaning going and putting our hands in Iyam Mudra and meditating. It just means finding what's going to make us feel more spirited, what's going to make us feel more alive, trying new things and expanding ourselves.
That's so true. And one of my favorite things to think about is, what makes you feel fully alive? You know, does this make me feel fully alive, or does this make me feel like my spirit's shriveling up, you know? And so, you know, and to ask, what do I have to gain by trying? So many people let fear stop them, and that's one of the things I loved about you doing this, is that you didn't let fear stop you, and you had a lot of things happen during that time traveling the world with hardly any money, that you were able to feel the fear and do it anyway, as the saying goes.
Yeah, I think I've been calling it even in doubt. And to me, that is so important, I think, for us as humans to recognize that it is about even in doubt. It's not about being fearless. You know, props on you if you really are fearless. I think most of us aren't fearless, and that may be a state that we never attain, but it's like Mandela once said, that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's the ability to be scared and do something anyways, as you said. And I believe that when we're scared and we take a step, that's what
mm-hmm.
faith is. And once that step happens, that risk happens, that's when, as Patanjali said, the dormant forces become available. But they're not going to be available until we first step out of where we usually are.
So true, so true. And the only way to really to grow and to feel fully alive is to step outside of our comfort zone. Even if it's only a step out of it, it still has to be out of our comfort zone, not within it, in order for us to feel fully alive. Because really, I think, to me, excitement has fear mixed in it. It's just it's something that you really want to do, as opposed to something that's just scary or somebody else wants you to do.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I think one of the greatest forms of education
mm-hmm.
and a curriculum that I would love to see instituted into
mm-hmm.
into the minds and hearts of young people would be learning how to do things when you're scared.
Oh, I
plain
love
and simple.
That. I love that. And okay, so now we're running out of time. The time always goes so quickly on these shows, and we only have about 11 minutes left. So I wanted to make sure that we talk about the fact that you've got this new book coming out, The Purpose Principles, right? Is that
the
title?
Yeah, it's called The Purpose Principles, and it's basically, if you or the readers have read Jack Canfield, the creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul's other book, The Success Principles, what it basically is that format for the younger generation, the stories of difference makers shared in the book and the common threads that they have to draw more meaning out of their life, to really live life on their own terms, are all stories that people haven't heard of people that appeal to our generation. And the coolest full circle about that, in my opinion, is the foreword is actually by Jack Canfield, and he was someone who originally inspired me in the beginning. It was one of the first books that I read before I left to travel. And so that's coming out with Penguin Random House, which was totally not something I ever expected would happen right now. I figured, you know, maybe five or six books in, and they're so excited about it, they moved the launch up to it from April 2015 to January 2nd, so in about 6 months. And I'm going to do a big old tour called the Even in Doubt Tour about the concept we've been speaking of. And
mm-hmm.
and so I'm really excited about that. The subtitle is How to Draw More Meaning into Your Life.
Oh, I love that. I love that. How to draw more meaning into your life.
Yeah, and the reason I picked draw is because I think it's an art.
What was that?
And the reason in the subtitle I said how to draw more meaning into your life, the reason I put draw into is because I believe it's an art. It's an art of applying existing principles that people over thousands and thousands of years have applied in order to get the most out of themselves, to make the greatest difference, and to create the most success. It's an art to feel the fear and do it anyways. It's an art to design your life how you want it. And that's why I picked that subtitle.
Oh, okay, an art. Yeah, the art of, like Jim Rohn had a book a long time, or program
Art of
a
Living,
long time
right?
ago.
The Art of Exceptional Living.
Exactly. I love that. That's one of my favorites. I love his voice, and I love the stories that he tells on there. And that was part of what inspired me to title my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, because
it's cool.
It's an art, you know,
how you
create a life you love. And you know, it's about enjoying the journey and celebrating and sharing your success. You know, that's, I mean, not just my book, but life is. That's what it's all about. And I wanted to say before I run out of time and forget to do it, that next week on Wednesday, July 30th, my guest will be Sarah Deanna. And we'll be talking about her book, Supermodel You, and living her music as an author and supermodel. And Sarah will also share some shockingly healthy insider tips to bring out your inner supermodel. So I don't know if you've met her, Jake. Have you met Sarah Deanna?
No, I have not. How do you spell her last name?
D-E and then capital A-N-N-A. And it's S-A-R-A-H. She, I met her at the Ignite I Can Do It down in San Jose. I think it was in 2012 that I met her. And we've stayed friends on Facebook since and emailing each other. And she's just a beautiful, not just a beautiful model outside, but she's a beautiful person inside. And she's a very, very inspiring person. So she's going to be on my show next week, and we're going to talk about that and about bringing out the inner supermodel in people.
Nice.
But a lot of it has to do with how you choose to think. So that, I think,
Absolutely.
Was why Hay House chose to publish her book, is because she's helping people, that young people especially, that think that they need to starve themselves or do crazy things in order to look like a supermodel, that they need to really focus more on health and fitness and how they think instead of just on the external things, which that industry is so into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But back to yours. You have started a fundraiser, haven't you, for your Even in Doubt tour. Do you want to talk
I started an Indiegogo campaign to help fund the Even in Doubt tour, which is going to be both a year-long physical tour around the 48 mainland states in Canada, largely at schools and universities. And and what we are doing is creating both a physical tour through speeches, events, and also a web series that's going to go up, with a weekly web series. And that will be anything from inspirational about the relevance of age, episodes about that, to so far as how to eat healthy and organic on $7 or less a day, which is the poverty line that most Americans are eating at. And so we're launching an Indiegogo campaign, which is Indiegogo.com, IndieGogo.com. And the event, the tour is Even in Doubt, which you can just search on that, Even in Doubt. And what we're doing is my publisher, which is extremely, extremely rare, gifted me with a couple hundred advanced copies of my new book for free, and which is super rare because they usually don't give you really any books. And I'm basically in pre-selling the books, super pre-sale, 6 months in advance, and all the funds are going to support the tour and helping with getting our site up, the web series going, and helping to get some PR in order to build a team so we can get into more and more schools. We've got some incredible people helping us, and a four-time Emmy-winning TV producer, Brian Gudinski, who's helping turn this into a television show. And we're looking for as much support as we can for the vision of a world where young people are pursuing their passions even in doubt. And so anyone who's listening can support that by going to Indiegogo.com and searching Even in Doubt.
Now, also on your website, though, let's say your website again here, too, because they can also sign up on your website for your Facebook posts, and I think you have information on Facebook about the Indiegogo.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is just Jake Ducey, which is J-A-K-E, D as in David, U-C-E-Y.com. And on my website, you can get into my Facebook, you can get into my blogs, and my newsletter, which is some cool free webisodes, and all that great stuff is on JakeDucey.com.
Now, also, for what you were mentioning about the online things to go along with the Even in Doubt tour, are those going to be free, or are they going to be paid things?
Oh, all of it's – all. I mean, if we get enough funding, we're going to make every – especially getting into lower grade schools, K through 12, there's usually no funding. So And I've been really limited in my ability to travel and do a lot of younger schools. So a lot of that is going to be free events. So the funding, which we are accepting any amount of donation, is going to be directly helping us get into a lot of schools that can't afford it, which is generally most schools in America.
That's so true. Yeah, I just was asked to give a talk to the eighth grade class over at Kent Middle School here a couple months ago. And it was so amazing, Jake, because that's where our son graduated from eighth grade in, 10 years ago, in 2004, he graduated from there. So it was amazing to talk to the whole eighth grade about these type of things. And you're right, the schools, even the really, really great schools like that, can't afford to pay speakers to come in and talk to them about those things. So I really urge everyone to donate to your Even in Doubt tour. And I love the idea of the Even in Doubt, because even for adults, people like me that are way past grown-up age and have grown-up children, there are still things that we have left to do, and we need to do them even in doubt.
I think just as many things, you know. And then that's our first webisode is about the irrelevance of age. Well, I'm too old for this. I'm here now. What's the point? Does it even matter? I still have this. Well, now I have my house, and I don't want to leave it to go travel, even though I have money to do it.
Yeah, and so all the excuses. You know, we only have 90 seconds left, Jake. So what's one last thing you want to say to everyone before we get going?
One last thing I'd like to say to everyone. One last thing I'd like to say to everyone is nothing's going to last. Our bodies aren't going to last. Our savings aren't going to last. Our houses aren't going to last. Our friendships aren't going to last. They may last for this life, but eventually one thing that we all have in common is that we're all going to be gone. We're all going to die. And and I think the most beautiful thing, knowing that we have that one thing certain, what's some things we can uncover in the meantime? Maybe you've always wanted to travel. Maybe you always wanted to start something that matters, a business, a book, a blog. Just do it, even in
just
doubt.
Start.
That the greatest people
start.
Are the people who are scared.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jake, for being on my show. And everyone out there, please listen to what Jake's saying and live your music, the music you hear calling you. Thank you again, Jake, for being on the show. Bye for now, everyone.
Thank you.